10 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Let's go! Batter up! We're taking the afternoon off. It's a beautiful day for a ball game. For a ball game today. The fans are out to get a ticket or two. From Walla Walla, Washington to Kalamazoo. It's a beautiful day for a home run. But even a triple's okay. We're gonna cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
Batter off, strike one.
Hey, the game has just begun and the home team's out to win.
This is it.
9 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
You're always talking about your crazy nights. One of these days you're gonna get it right. Don't bring me down.
Minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition.
6 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Growing a lemon tree. I'm gonna burn it down and grow me something better. Hey, kicking the ribs in trouble now. Came from the dirt, back in the ground when I die. But I'ma survive, I got my ways. Oh, could you be a little less sour? We're riding by the hour, and my heart's
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I've been sipping, I've been buzzing, shooting doubles like it's nothing, all but nothing makes you go away. I need something you prove, something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling 92 hard, I feel like nothing's gonna cut it, that's the hard truth. That does it. I give them all my money. Ain't nobody selling nothing. You prove something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball. Minute till Rough Riders Baseball. Seconds till Rough Riders Baseball.
It's dance time in Texas and we're striking up the band. Let's go honky talking, honey, take my hand. It's dance time in Texas where the wine and music flow. We'll do that Texas Tuesday. stiff and that old cotton eye joe.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Radio Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Zach Bigley.
It's game two of a six-game series between the Rough Riders and the Northwest Arkansas Naturals from Arvest Ballpark in Northwest Arkansas. Hi, everybody. Zach Bigley alongside you, and very happy to have you wherever you may be listening on this Wednesday night. The Frisco Rough Riders look to avenge a game one loss last night here in game two. There are only five games remaining in the 2022 regular season, and every one of them count for the Rough Riders, whose magic number is now at three, to clinch the postseason for the first time since 2014. They lead Midland by two games but have the tiebreaker head-to-head over the Rockhounds, so all they need is a combination equaling three of Rough Riders' wins and Midland's losses over these next five games, and they will be in the playoffs. Crazier things have happened, certainly, but you have to feel pretty good if you're the Rough Riders right now in your playoff standing as it stands currently. The Rough Riders will turn to Cody Bradford today, the left-hander making yet another start as he leads the team in a whole myriad of categories. We'll go over that as we continue to go on the pregame show here at Arvest Ballpark. He's 9-7 this year with a 5.22 ERA. And on the other side, it's TJ Sikkema, who's 0-4 with a 7.48 ERA, the number 18 prospect in the Royals organization, who will go for Northwest Arkansas. Before we talk about this game a little bit more, let's dive into last night's ball game. The Rough Riders falling to the Naturals 8-4 to open up the series in what was a very tough ball game for Frisco. Jack Leiter got the start in that one yesterday, and he was not the best version of Jack Leiter that we've seen. Six walks, a new career high for him, over 4 2/3 innings, allowing five runs on five hits, and the Rough Riders lost 8-4. They did at one point have a lead in that ball game, though, as they scored three runs in the top of the fifth on a three-run homer by Scott Capers to take a 4-3 lead at the time. Northwest Arkansas, though, came back with two runs in the fifth inning, two more in the sixth, and one more in the seventh in their eventual 8-4 victory. And ultimately, the Rough Riders do fall in the series opener, as this season they are now 12-12 in series openers this year. On this Wednesday ball game, the Rough Riders have to feel a little bit less pressure, though, because Cody Bradford has been really good recently, especially since about mid-May. He got off to a really tough start, and in his last 18 starts, a 3.69 ERA. He has been one of the more dependable pitchers, not only with the Rough Riders, but over the course of the entire league. Across the Texas League, he's been one of the more dependable starters that we've seen. As we continue here on the pregame show, we will go over the playoff scenarios and what you need to know about when the Rough Riders clinch, or if they clinch. What games are they going to be playing at home? Where are they going to be playing? And who are they going to be playing against as well? In addition to that, we'll get to the starting lineups and dig a little bit deeper into Cody Bradford and TJ Sikkema. All that before a first pitch at 7:05. It's game two of a six-game series between the Royals and Rangers, AA affiliates in the Northwest Arkansas Naturals and the Frisco Rough Riders. Stick with us. We'll continue our pregame coverage after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, Riders fans. Looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride!
Thank you.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Pre-game coverage rolls along on the Riders Baseball Network. Welcome back to Springdale, Arkansas, and our best ballpark before Game 2 of the six-game series between the Rough Riders and the Nationals. Well, as we talked about, let's dive into the playoff picture just a little bit as the Rough Riders have a magic number of 3 with 5 games remaining to clinch the playoff spot. They lead over the Midland Rockhounds by 2 games and over the Amarillo Sod Poodles by 3 games. It's going to be very difficult for Amarillo to catch the Rough Riders, though. They have the head-to-head tiebreaker over them. So Amarillo, over their 5 games, would have to win all 5 of their games, and the Rough Riders would have to lose all 5 of their games. And in addition to that, Midland would have to lose as well in order for Amarillo to jump both Midland and Frisco. That is very unlikely. Crazier things have happened, of course. But the more likely scenario is Midland. That's the biggest threat for the Rough Riders. So, Midland is only 2 games back of Frisco. They are supposed to play Wichita tonight, but they are currently in delay. They were supposed to start at 6:35, and they're in delay in the top of the first. So, the game has not started, and we'll keep an eye on that and see if they will actually play. If they do not play, and they should make it up tomorrow, but if they don't, that would make things extremely interesting, because then that would make the tiebreaker that the Rough Riders have head-to-head over Midland nullified, and Midland would be in a very good spot if the Rough Riders were to lose tonight and if their game was canceled. So many odd different scenarios. Hopefully that game, if it is not played, they will make it up tomorrow, but we'll just have to pay attention to that as we go along in today's ballgame. If the Rough Riders make the playoffs, they will host the first game of the South Division Championship Series on Tuesday. That's the 20th, and then there'll be a day off on Wednesday for travel, and then the Rough Riders will play at San Antonio as they'll be taking on the San Antonio Missions on Thursday, and then the best of 3 series, and if necessary, game on Friday. The championship series between the North and the South, that will take place on Sunday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of the following week. And the Rough Riders will have the first game at home on Sunday the 25th. That will be a 4:05 game at Riders Field. So you're looking at Tuesday and Sunday, the 2 potential home playoff games for the Rough Riders. And we are really excited, hopefully, to host those ball games at Riders Field. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll get to the starting lineups for today's game as the Rough Riders get set to take on the Naturals in Game 2 of this 6-game series. Only 5 games remaining in the 2022 season. Happy you're with us from our best ballpark on the Riders Baseball Network.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River!
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride!
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We've got baseball on deck here at Arvest Ballpark. It's game two of the six-game series, Rough Riders and Naturals. Let's quickly get you the starting lineups for both these teams. And we start with the Rough Riders entering at 35-28 in the second half. Jonathan Ornelas leads it off at short. Then it's Luis Angel Acuna at second. And Aaron Zavala is the DH today, hitting third. Kellen Strom is in center field, then Evan Carter in right field, and Thomas Sejace makes his Double-A debut, the third baseman in the sixth spot. Bottom third of David Garcia, the catcher, Josh Stowers in left, and Franmer Chavez at first round out the nine for the Rough Riders. Once again, Ornelas, Acuna, Zavala, Strom, Carter, Sejace, Garcia, Stowers, and Chavez. On the other side for Northwest Arkansas at 25-39 in the second half of play, their starting nine looks like this. Diego Hernandez leads it off. Then it's Tyler Gentry, the DH, hitting second. And CJ Alexander is at first base, hitting third. Robbie Glendinning is the second baseman cleaning things up. John Ray follows him in the five spot in center field. And Sully Matias is in right field, hitting sixth. Bottom third of Jake Means at third. Tyler Cropley, the catcher. And Angelo Castellano is the shortstop, hitting in the ninth spot. Once again, the starting nine for Northwest Arkansas. It's Hernandez, Gentry, Alexander, Glendinning, Rave, Matias, Means, Cropley, and Castellano. The Rough Riders turning to Cody Bradford on the mound, making yet another start in what has been a very good second half for him this season. Overall, it's his 26th start of the year. 112 innings on the season, 118 strikeouts. All three of those marks lead the Rough Riders this year. And he's been really good over his last 18 starts, a 3.69 earned run average. On the other side, it's the number 18 prospect in the Royals organization, TJ Sikkema, who will take the hill to start the top of the first inning for Northwest Arkansas. He was one of the prizes coming over from the Yankees at the trade deadline when the Yankees made a trade for Andrew Benintendi, the outfielder from the Royals. And Benintendi played all of just 33 games for New York before suffering a wrist fracture, and he's going to undergo hamate surgery, and he's out for the year. So very interesting turn of events, as it was essentially a rental in Benintendi going over to the Yankees. He's going to be a free agent in 2023, and three pitching prospects come from New York to the Kansas City organization, and TJ Sikkema is one of those. He's had a tough time adjusting to Double-A so far, 0-4 with an over 7 ERA, but he's had a couple blow-up starts, and we are really looking forward to watching him against the Rough Riders today. Northwest Arkansas takes the field, and we're going to take a break. National anthem time here at Arvest Ballpark. We'll have first pitch between the Rough Riders and the Naturals in two. The six-game series is coming up. Happier with us on this Wednesday night from Springdale, Arkansas, on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big at Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Let's go!
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watley with the tag. They got him.
Ornelas on his way home and he scores.
2-1. High fly ball out into right field. Incoming Lazy River.
He offers in the 2-2.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Got him at 98 for the backwards K.
Deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
The temptation.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
At the wall. Makes the catch.
Way out of here and gone.
He went around. Strike three and the Riders win.
And now let's head out to the ballpark for the call of tonight's game. Here's Zach Bigley.
Hell, I've never mind.
Jonathan Ornelas is in from the right side, and we are set for baseball from Arvest Ballpark. As here's the windback by TJ Sikkema on the left-hander's first pitch of the game. It's across the plate for a strike, and we are underway. 0-1 on Ornelas with first pitch time at 7:07 in the p.m. here in Springdale, Arkansas. The windback and the 0-1 pitch on the way. Ornelas watches down the heart of the plate again for a strike, and it's 0-2. So it's Jonathan Ornelas to lead things off for the Rough Riders. Luis Angel Acuna and Aaron Zavala to follow against the left-hander TJ Sikkema with a 7.48 ERA spanning seven starts in AA with Northwest Arkansas. Here's the windback by the left-hander and the 0-2 pitch on the way. Strike three called. Got him knee level outside corner, and it takes just three pitches for TJ Sikkema to sit down Ornelas. That's how this ballgame begins. One out, and here's the Rangers' number seven prospect, Luis Angel Acuna, brother of Ronald Acuna Jr., the all-star for the Atlanta Braves. Rough Riders entering today in the second half at 35-28. The pitch home. Ground ball foul back behind home, and it's 0-1. Northwest Arkansas at 25-39. These are two teams on the opposite edge of the spectrum. Rough Riders leading the way in the south. Northwest Arkansas in the basement of the north. The pitch. Low three-quarter arm slot offering. This is low off the outside corner. And it's one ball and one strike. Rough Riders wearing their red uniform tops today. gray pants, red double R ball caps. 1-1 toss. Soft grounder out to short on two hops. Chest high pick for Castellano. He slings across and gets Acuna. Two up, two down for the Rough Riders, and that brings Aaron Zavala, the left-handed batter, to the plate. It'll be the first lefty-lefty matchup for Sycama. On the other side, uniform-wise, Northwest Arkansas with their home white uniform tops, white pants, navy ball cap with the Northwest Arkansas N on the forehead, and the red brims on the cap. First pitch to Zavala. Shuttles inside of the zone, and it's one ball and no strikes. Zavala hitting 309 on the year, five homers, 20 RBIs with the Rough Riders in about a month and a half of action. The pitch breaks the bat, flares it into shallow left field. The shortstop Castellano going back. He's under it, and he makes the catch about three steps into the grass. And the side comes to a close in 1-2-3 fashion for Sycama in the first. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Our score, it's the Rough Riders nothing in Northwest Arkansas coming up against Cody Bradford after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at MakoSmartRobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Where's the love?
TJ Sycama just needed 8 pitches, 6 for strikes to sit the Riders down in order in the top of the first. And we go to the bottom half of the first inning. Cody Bradford works against Diego Hernandez in the left-hander's first pitch. Fastball just outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Cody Bradford making his 26th start of the year, 9-7, a 5.22 earned run average. The 1-0. In the air, down the left field line, towards the line, and foul. And the count goes to 1-1 on the left fielder for Northwest Arkansas. Bradford making his third career start and second this season against the Naturals. And he's certainly looking for a bit of a bounce back. He was good in his lone start last year against them. 5 innings, allowing just 2 runs on 6 hits, 7 strikeouts to no walks and a no decision. Rough Riders eventually won that game 4-2 in 10 innings here at Arvis Ballpark. 1-1 pitch on the way. Fouled straight back, and it's 1-2. But in his lone start against them this year, it was not so fruitful for Cody Bradford. 10 runs allowed in just 2 1/3 innings and an eventual 11-2 loss to these Naturals. The 1-2. Way high with a fastball, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. That was the version of Cody Bradford that we saw struggle at the beginning of the year. That is not the version of Cody Bradford that takes the hill for the Rough Riders today. 2-2. On the ground up the middle, Acuna backhands it short. He turns and throws onto first in time for the out. 1 away on the first ball put in play. And Tyler Gentry makes his way to the plate. First pitch to Gentry is swing and a miss and a high fastball, and it's 0-1. Let's take a look at the defense behind Cody Bradford today for the Rough Riders. Now Stowers is out in left field. Kellen Strom in center and Evan Carter in right. Wind back in the pitch. High pop up right side. This twist foul out of play, and it's 0-2. Jonathan Ornelas plays at third base. Luis Angel Acuna is the shortstop. And Thomas Sejasi at second base, while Franer Chavez plays at first. 0-2 misses high off the outside corner. One ball and two strikes. David Garcia does the catching for the left-handed pitcher, who winds back in the 1-2. Ground ball, third base side, hits the bag, vaults over the top of the third baseman Ornelas down the left field line. Gentry around first on his way to second, and he coasts in there easily with a double with one out in the first inning. Boy, it was a ground ball right along the third base line. It hit the bag and just shot out of a cannon skyward over the top of Ornelas, just over his glove, and there was nothing he could do to try and field that baseball. Perfectly placed double by Tyler Gentry, and that brings C.J. Alexander to the plate. Helicopter flies over the top of us here at Arvest, and the first pitch, high and inside, one ball, no strikes. Bottom of the first inning, no score, runner at second, one out. Cody Bradford on the year, leading the Rough Riders in a lot of different categories, including starts, innings pitched, wins, strikeouts. Here's the stretch in the left-hander's pitch. It's high, and it's two balls and no strikes. And he has been a really big part of this rotation all season long. Finishing out this last week of the season, only he and Jack Leiter remain from the opening day starting rotation. Bradford was the opening day starter for the Rough Riders. 2-0. Outside corner for a called strike, and it's 2-1. Leiter started the second game of the season on April 9th. Cole Reagans eventually got the start on Sunday in that opening series. He's in the big leagues now with the Rangers. Pitch home. Just high of the zone with a fastball. 3-1 now on Alexander. Just barely missing the top shelf of the zone. Bradford does not usually struggle with his command. Usually very on point. Here's the stretch. And he offers home. There's a high pop of foul left side out of play, and it's 3-2. Just to add on to that point, it last 18 starts for Bradford. He has only walked 18 batters to 90 strikeouts. That's how good his command has been. Alexander calls time and steps out. No scores. We play in the bottom of the first. Bradford looks in for his sign. As Alexander takes his time stepping back into the box, he finally does. Bradford from the stretch. And he fires home. There's a fly ball into left field. Stowers in and over towards the line. He settles under it, and he makes the catch. Gentry tags but bluffs onto third. He stays at second. 2 outs here in the first inning, and Robbie Glendinning stands in from the right side. 253 hitter, 19 homers, 76 RBIs. Most actively on this Naturals team in terms of RBIs that come with the Naturals. Here's the stretch. And the pitch home. Swing and a miss. The pitch low of the zone. It's 0-1. We say with the Naturals because C.J. Alexander, before he was traded from the Braves organization, also played in AA. So he has 85 RBIs in AA this year, but not all of them have been here in Northwest Arkansas. The offering clips the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. No score, bottom one, runner at second. Rough Riders were sat down on just eight pitches in the first inning, 1-2-3 by Sikkema. Next offering will be number 18 for Bradford. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Ground ball to the left side of the infield. Acuna has it at short, slings sidearm onto first, and it's in time to get Glendinning. Nice inning by Cody Bradford. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left stranded. We're scoreless into the top of the second from Arvest Ballpark on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hi, I'm Dennis Jenkins. Did you know that ABC Home and Commercial Services offers not only pest control services, but also lawn care and maintenance, irrigation, landscaping, plumbing, heating and air conditioning, handyman services, and pool services? ABC's been serving Texas for over 70 years. Find us on the web at goanteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Kellen Strom starts things off for the Rough Riders as we start things in the second inning. It's Strom, Evan Carter, and Thomas Sejasi against TJ Sycamore, the left-hander, who winds back in the first pitch. One's at the bottom of the zone for a called strike. It's 0-1. Well, we have some defensive changes as Northwest Arkansas, for some reason, is switching out their defense. The 0-1. Grounder up the middle, off of Sycamore's glove, right to the second baseman. Glendinning, he fires onto first, and it's in time. And there's the out that begins the second. So actually, that was not Glendinning. That was Castellano, and Castellano has moved from short to second. Robbie Glendinning from second to first, and Jason Guzman has come in and is now at shortstop. Evan Carter in from the left side, wind back in the pitch. One's down low and inside, one ball, no strike. So a little bit of a defensive shakeup. And we saw at C.J. Alexander, before flying out to left field, was shaking his hand a little bit after a swing. So he's come out of this ball game. The pitch. That one's on the inside corner for a strike, and the count goes to 1-1. So you got to wonder if that was the reason why he was taken out of the game, and hopefully he's okay. Wind back, and the pitch home to Carter. One misses low of the zone, and it's 2-1. Evan Carter 0-2 yesterday in his Double-A debut, just 20 years old, the number 3 prospect in the Rangers organization. 2-1 toss. Carter swings, hits it in the air out to left center field. Got some carry to it, but Hernandez is back into the alley, and the left fielder makes the catch. Two down, and Thomas Sejasi makes his way to the plate. He's set to make his Double-A debut. So Sejasi, the second baseman, no batting gloves, stands into the back of the right-handed batter's box. There's the wind back by the left-hander, and the pitch on the way. Fastball down the heart of the plate for a strike, 0-1. Thomas Sejasi, out of Carlsbad, California, just north of San Diego. The pitch. Just off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Again, just 20 years old like Evan Carter, who preceded him. 5'11", 175 pounds. Fifth round selection by the Rangers in 2020. The pitch. Breaking ball, called strike outside corner, 1-2. What a time he had in Hickory at the high A level. 98 games, hit .308 with an .846 OPS. The toss. He grounds it foul towards the Riders' dugout left side, sending everyone scattering. Still one ball, two strikes. 22 doubles, 14 homers. 11 steals as well. Just an all-around really strong campaign. Time called. He steps out. Two outs, no score in the second. Base is clear. Here's the look in by Sikkema. The wind back in the pitch. Down low and inside, it misses. Two balls and two strikes. Well, the game has been postponed between Midland and Wichita. That's interesting news. The 2-2. Ground ball foul back behind home, and it's still 2-2. Now the question is it going to be made up tomorrow? If they cancel it, that would be very interesting with a playoff picture. Sikkema looks in over the top of his glove, winds in the 2-2. Off the outside corner and misses. Three balls and two strikes on Sajacy. We'll certainly keep an eye on that as we go forward. Rough Riders looking to take care of business on their own side, though, as the pitch is drilled in the air to right center field. This one's chasing Ray back. He can't get it. It's down to the warning track into the wall. Sajacy up to second, and he stops right there. His first career double-A hit, a ringing two-out double into right center. He had 22 doubles at the high A level, and he picks up his first at the double-A level in his first at-bat. A strong at-bat it was. Eight pitches, and on that eighth pitch, went to the opposite way into right center field for the two-bagger. So Sajacy aboard at second base, and here's David Garcia, the switch hitting catcher, in from the right side. No scores. We play in the top of the second inning. Here's the stretch and Sikkema's pitch. That one's down low and inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders trying to get on the board first. It was Northwest Arkansas yesterday who found the scoreboard first. Two runs in the home half of the first inning. 1-0 toss. That one's drilled to deep center field. Rave going back. He's still back at the warning track, and he makes the catch. Bangs into the wall, and he dropped it. Oh, he couldn't hang on, and Garcia pulls in at second. So Jacy comes in to score, and it's 1-0. Rough Riders lead it on what would have been an incredible catch by John Rave, angling back and to his right into deep left center field. And he was able to haul it in, but hit the wall and drop the baseball. And it's an RBI double for David Garcia. His 10th double of the year, his 32nd RBI. And Josh Stowers stands in now for the Rough Riders. Two outs in the inning. One in. Runner at second, the pitch. Stowers takes away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Now Rough Riders will certainly take it. Rave had to run all the way back into the deepest part of the ballpark to try and track that one down. He just couldn't quite keep it in his glove as the pitch is hit into right field. That one's in for a base hit. Garcia up to third. He's getting the wave home. The throw from Matias takes a bad hop over Cropley, the catcher, to the backstop, and Garcia scores. Stowers up to second, and it's 2-0 Rough Riders. A perfect throw by Sully Matias. A short hop attempt by the catcher Cropley. Instead of trying to pick it, he tried to body it off to his left, and it went up and over him, over his left shoulder, and all the way back to the backstop. So Garcia comes in to score on the RBI single for Josh Stowers. It'll be a throwing error on Matias, allowing him to move up to second. And Franer Chavez makes his way in. A 2-0 Frisco in the top of the second inning. Here's the offering home. Inside, one ball and no strikes. Sully Matias has one of the strongest throwing arms you'll find in all of baseball, majors or minors. And he delivered a seed to home. Garcia would have been out by five or six steps. The pitch. Low off the outside corner, and it's two balls and no strikes, but it took a hop over the catcher Cropley. And that allowed the run to come into score. Frisco will certainly take it. RBI double, RBI single in this inning. 2-0 to Chavez, also a switch hitter hitting right-handed. The offering. That one's hit in the air out to deep left center field. Rave a long way back to the warning track, looking up, and it hits off the base of the wall. Stowers around third in to score. Chavez stops at second with another RBI double, and the Rough Riders extend their lead to 3-0. All these hits coming with two outs. And the Rough Riders extend their lead to 3-0 in the second inning. Second RBI double of the inning, third RBI hit, and that brings the pitching coach, Derek Lewis, out of the dugout for Northwest Arkansas. Rough Riders feeling good about things right now. Jonathan Ornelas at the plate. Frisco leading by a triple. Ornelas struck out looking in the first inning on three pitches. And he has an RBI opportunity with Chavez at second. Here's the stretch and the first pitch from Sikkema. Off the outside corner, it misses. One ball, no strikes. Well, Sikkema retired the first five that he saw, including the first two in the second. And it went double, double, single, double. They've been hit hard. 1-0. Ground ball up the middle. Off of Sikkema's glove, he slows it down, and no chance for Guzman at short. He comes in and just grabs it. Everyone's safe. Infield single for Ornelas. Chavez to third. And the Rough Riders have their fifth consecutive hit. And here's Luis Angel Acuna. If Sikkema would have let that ball go, it's an inning-ending ground out. But he reached up, tried to nab it, went off his glove, and he slowed it down. First pitch to Acuna. He swings, nails it foul left side. And it's 0-1. Acuna behind in the count, 0-1. Ground out to short back in the first inning for him. The pitch. He swings, grounds it the opposite way. That sneaks through into right for a base hit. Chavez in to score from third, and the Riders lead 4-0. RBI single, Luis Angel Acuna. Ornelas to second, and Frisco pouring it on with a four-run onslaught in the second. Didn't have to hit it hard. He just grounded it through the vacant right side with the pole side shift on. And the first baseman, Glendinning, holding on the runner Ornelas at first. There was a gaping hole, and he was able to sneak it through. Here's Aaron Zavala. First toss on the way. Just off the outside corner, one ball, no strikes. Ninth man up in the inning for the Rough Riders is Kellen Strom, who began the frame, is on deck. Rough Riders with a chance to bat around in this inning. The 1-0. Inside corner, a strike with a breaking ball, 1-1. 4-0, Frisco leads it. Top of the second inning, still two outs. Six consecutive hits for the Rough Riders. The pitch. Off the outside corner and high. Two balls and one strike. Zavala popped up to short for the final out of the first inning, his first time up. Sikkema ready from the stretch. And the 2-1 pitch. Zavala swings, grounds it foul back behind home, and it's 2-2. Rough Riders offense has been electrifying over the last two-plus weeks. Frisco averaging exactly 9 runs per game over their last 13 contests. Just absolutely incredible offensive numbers. 2-2. Breaking ball, strike three called, got him on the outside edge. And Zavala sits down for the final out of the second inning. Second strikeout for Sikkema, but the Rough Riders do big-time damage. 4 runs on 6 hits, an error, and 2 left on. 4-0 Frisco as we go to the bottom of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
The
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Baseball requires balance at the plate and on the plate to win. That's why winning players choose Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Bradford back to work as we go to the bottom of the second inning. And the first pitch to John Rave just misses high. One ball and no strikes. Zach Bigley alongside you here in Springdale, Arkansas. Here's the wind back from Cody Bradford and the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss and a high fastball. And it's now 1-1. Well, the Rough Riders with four runs on five hits in that top of the second inning. The pitch. One's in there for a strike with a breaking ball, 1-2. And really exploding on the offensive side. Bradford's toss. Misses up high, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. And that's what you expect from Frisco. An offense that has been so good over the last few games. The wind, and Bradford delivers home. Swing and a miss. He got him. Slider off the outside corner, and Cody Bradford has strikeout number one. One out in the second, and here's Sule Matias.
Now batting, number 25, Sule Matias.
Matias getting his first action in the series after he got yesterday off. 222 average, 15 homers, 57 RBIs, and what has been an injury-shortened season. The pitch. High off the outside corner, and it's 1 ball and 0 strikes. Matias has all the raw tools in the world. Incredible power. Very strong throwing arm. The 1-0. High pop-up into shallow right center field. So JC going back. He gives way to Zavala, who's under it from right field and makes the catch. Two up, two down in the second. That's four straight retired from Bradford. And Jake Means makes his way to the plate. Means in from the right side against the left-handed thrower. 4-0 Frisco. Bottom of the second. Bradford delivers home. Check swing and a miss and a high fastball and it's 0-1. The Rough Riders actually have really struggled against Northwest Arkansas this season, and it's been kind of an enigma over the course of the year. The 0-1 misses high, 1 ball and 1 strike. Just based on how the Rough Riders have played and how Northwest Arkansas has played as well, two teams that have played very different styles of baseball. The 1-1. Pop foul back behind home, and it's 1-2. Frisco. A winning record the entire year. Northwest Arkansas has not had a winning record the entire year. But Frisco is still just 2-5 head-to-head against the Naturals. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Went fastball up and away. And Cody Bradford strikes out a pair in a 1-2-3 second inning. Top three coming up. Rough Riders a 4-0 advantage over Northwest Arkansas on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win.
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Kellen Strom leads it off for the Rough Riders in the top of the third, just like he did in the second. Here's the wind back by Sikkema on the pitch. Breaking ball settles at the top of the zone for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders lead 4-0 top half of the third inning after sending 9 to the plate in the second. 4 runs on 6 hits. The pitch. That one's drilled in the air to center. John Rave coming in, and he makes a sliding catch. How about that? He came in and kind of half slid, half dropped down to a knee to make the grab. Wasn't the prettiest grab in the world. It's not like taking a bunch of dino nuggets out of the oven. That's just about as pretty as it gets. But Evan Carter makes his way to the plate. One away here in the top of the third inning, 4-0 Rough Riders. The pitch misses low of the zone, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Carter, a fly out to left field in his first at bat. Here's the wind back and the offering home. Top of the zone for a strike, and it's 1-1. Carter trying to get on the hit parade as Thomas Sejasi, who's on deck, got his first double-A hit. The pitch. One's popped in the air, foul, left side. 1-2. Evan Carter looking to get on the board with his first double-A hit. Wind back in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner for strike three, and there are two away. Thomas Sejasi, the aforementioned man, steps in. Rough Riders leading 4-0 here at the top of the third. TJ Sikkema, the number 18 prospect in the Royals organization, a left-hander, has been really good against left-handed batters like Evan Carter, who just struck out. Here's the windback, and he issues in the first pitch. Down low and inside to Sejasi. 1 ball, no strikes. The former University of Missouri product is only allowing an 0.43 average against left-handers this year. Righties are hitting .374. The toss slips outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Very vast difference, and all 6 home runs he's allowed have been off of the bats of right-handed batters. Tough task for Evan Carter. 2-0 pitch. Fouled away right side, and the count goes to 2-1. Rough Riders still do lead 4-0. Of their 6 hits, all of them were right-handed batters. 2-1. Inside corner, fastball for a strike, 2-2. The only left-handers the Rough Riders have in the lineup today, Evan Carter and Aaron Zavala, are both a combined 0-for-4 with two strikeouts. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Slider low of the zone off the outside corner, and it's back-to-back strikeouts numbers 3 and 4 for T.J. Sikkema. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. A good bounce-back inning for the Southpaw. And we go to the bottom half of the third. Rough Riders still lead 4-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. And actually, they're in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Are you looking to work for a local, family-oriented company with growth opportunities in the fields of pest control, lawn care, plumbing, HVAC, handyman services, or pool services? ABC Home and Commercial Services is hiring for all fields for both experienced and inexperienced professionals. We offer great benefits such as health, dental, vision, paid time off, and a 401k. Apply today at goaneater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Bradford back to work in the bottom of the third, and the first pitch is on the bottom edge of the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1 on Tyler Cropley. 8-9-1 due up for Northwest Arkansas in the home half of the third. The pitch. Rip and a miss. Blew it right by him, and it's 0-2. It's Cropley to be followed by Angelo Castellano and Diego Hernandez. Bradford peels back in the 0-2. In the air right side and foul, and it's still no balls and two strikes. 4-0 Frisco, bottom half of the third. All four runs for the Rough Riders coming in the top half of the second inning. Bradford back into his windup in the 0-2. Down low and inside, it misses, and the count goes to 1-2. So it is official now that Midland, who is chasing the Rough Riders, their game has been postponed. We will have a doubleheader between Midland and Wichita coming up on Saturday. 1-2. Slow tapper back to the hill. Bradford has it. Spins, sets his feet, throws him to first, and he gets him for the first down. Nicely done. Coming off the hill, and Angelo Castellano makes his way in. Castellano in from the right side. Bradford looks over the top of his glove. And he's back into his windup, the pitch home. Misses just high of the zone, and it's 1-0. So it will be a half-game difference for the next 2 days between the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds, no matter what happens these next couple days of the Rough Riders. The 1-0. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. Of course, Frisco just has to take care of their business. But if Frisco wins tonight, they'll wind back in the 1-1. Foul back up over the netting, back to the press box. Off to our right side. It's 1-2. That would put their magic number at 2 to clinch the postseason. And by that estimate, if the Rough Riders win tomorrow and Midland loses, Frisco's into the playoffs. The 1-2. In the air out to right center field, chasing Zavala into the alley. He's under it. And he reaches up with one hand to make the catch. Fly ball out to right field, 2 outs. And that brings Diego Hernandez to the plate.
Diego Hernandez.
Hernandez at the top of the order. 4-0 Rough Riders, bottom half of the third. Bradford winds back in the pitch. Off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. And really what the game getting postponed in Midland does is it makes it so the Rough Riders don't have a chance to lower their magic number even more. The pitch is grounded out to second, and that's a big hop into Sajacy's belly. He bodies it up and throws on to first in time for the out to retire the side. Nicely done by Cody Bradford. He goes three up, three down. He's retired eight in a row. And Rough Riders carry their 4-0 lead into the top of the fourth inning. We'll return to Harvest Ballpark after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at MakoSmartRobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders lead 4-0 as we go to the top of the fourth inning, and David Garcia leads it off. First pitch, shuttles inside, one ball, no strikes. TJ Sikkema back out for another inning of work. He allowed four runs in that second inning, but 1-2-3 in the third, the 1-0. In the air, right side and foul, and it's 1-1. We have a scoring decision change on David Garcia's supposed RBI double. Back in the second. Here's the wind back. And the one ball, one strike pitch. Ground ball foul, or I should say in the air foul right side. It's 1-2. So what was an RBI double for David Garcia now is an error on the center fielder John Rave on a drop fly ball in the alley in left center field. He had to go all the way back and try to make an over-the-shoulder catch, and it went out of his glove, and then he hit the wall. And the official score says that's an error. The pitch is grounded foul near the on-deck circle left side, and it's 1-2 on Garcia still. So he gets an RBI double taken away, and by doing that, because there were two outs, that now makes all the runs, all four of them, unearned on TJ Sikkema. Wine in the 1-2. Ground ball to the left side of the infield. The third baseman Means has it. Sets his feet, rifles a throw across in time. One away. Josh Stowers comes to the plate. Rough Riders leading 4-0. So that's good for TJ Sikkema. All those runs are unearned, but not good for David Garcia because he loses an RBI double. All four of those runs unearned for Sikkema. Wind back in the first pitch. Swing and a miss, and a good offering down low and inside to Josh Stowers. 0-1. TJ Sikkema out of Tiny DeWitt, Iowa. He winds and deals home. Off the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-1. DeWitt home to just 5,215 people. Very small town in Iowa. He went undrafted out of high school. The 1-1. Low of the zone, two balls and one strike. And decided to go to the University of Missouri. Became Missouri Tiger. And was then drafted in the first round by the Yankees. Here's the wind back in the 2-1. Inside on Stowers, and it hit him. Just barely clipped his jersey. And he's going to head down to first. So a hit by pitch with one out here in the fourth inning. 4-0 Rough Riders, and Freiner Chavez in the ninth spot steps in. Sikkema in the Yankees organization missed the entire 2021 season with a shoulder and various elbow injuries, none of which required any surgery. But he missed the entire year and then came back this year. He's ready from the stretch, and he delivers to Chavez. Across the inside corner, letter high for a strike. Fastball on its 0-1. In his 11 starts with Hudson Valley at the high level for the Yankees organization, he went 1-1 with a 2.48 ERA. The pitch. He misses outside, and it's 1-1. And then he was traded at the trade deadline along with two other pitchers from the Yankees system for Andrew Benintendi. Benintendi going from the Royals to the Yankees. 1-1 is a throw over to first instead. Stowers takes off for second. The throw down to second is in time. And Stowers is picked off and caught stealing for the second out. It goes 1-3 to 6. I believe to 4, actually, in the shift. The second baseman, Castellano, covering the bag. Stowers picked off, caught stealing. Freiner Chavez, a 1-1 count to his name. Back from the windup now, Sikkema rocks his way back and delivers home. Low and outside, 2-1. All three pitchers came over to the Royals organization. Andrew Benintendi played just 33 games with the Yankees. A 2-1. Down low and inside, and it's 3-1. And after those 33 games, unfortunately, he had a fractured wrist, and he's out for the year. He'll undergo hamate surgery on his hand. 3-1. Chavez takes a strike on the inside corner at the knees. He tossed his bat away thinking it was ball four. And now he'll have to head back in, grab his bat along with his dignity, and make his way into the back of the box. Andrew Benintendi, who was hitting .320 with the Royals before he was traded, done for the year. The pitch is a soft tapper. Third base side, going to be trouble. Sikkema bare hands, throws wildly onto first, and it's in time to get him. Are you kidding me? An incredible play by Sikkema coming off of the mound. He was able to bare hand and wildly, blindly throw onto first to get Chavez, who runs well down the first base line. There's the final out of the fourth on a spectacular play, and we go into the bottom half of the fourth inning. Still 4-0 Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Bradford deals into Tyler Gentry, and it's on the inside corner for a called strike 0-1. We're underway in the bottom of the fourth inning. Rough Riders a 4-0 advantage over Northwest Arkansas in game two of this six-game set. 0-1 pitch. Outside to Gentry, and it's one ball and one strike. The only hit of the evening for the Naturals belongs to this man, Gentry, who doubled in the first. Bradford, the 1-1 pitch. In the air out to deep left center field. Stowers back to the warning track, still going. He makes the catch just shy of the wall. Oh, a deep drive for Gentry out to left field, but Stowers able to make sure that it doesn't hit the ground and hauls it out of the air for the first down. Well, the one mark on Cody Bradford has been the home run ball. He's allowed 18 home runs this year, the most in the team. He's back into his wine, and the pitch home to Alexander. Actually, it's Guzman who stands in, and the pitch is a strike. Alexander left because of an injury, apparent injury, after the first inning, and Guzman took over at shortstop. The pitch home, a swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Alexander flew out to left field in his lone at-bat in the first. Guzman in open stance right side. Here's the left-hander's wine and the 0-2 pitch. In the air, right side and foul. Still 0-2. Bradford had a lot of those home run struggles in the beginning of his season when he was really struggling to have quality outings. Over his first seven starts, he allowed 8 homers. 0-2. Just outside, barely missing with a changeup. One ball and two strikes. Over his last 18 starts, he's only allowed 10 homers. He winds back in the 1-2. That one's drilled into deep left center field. Strom ranging into left center. He settles under it, and he makes the catch. Two outs. Robbie Glendinning standing in. Glendinning a ground out to short in the first. 4-0 Frisco, bottom half of the fourth inning. Cody Bradford's been able to keep the ball in the yard recently, and that's led to a lot of success. The pitch. Glendinning swings, hits it high in the air out to deep left field. Stowers back to the warning track, and it hits off the wall and bangs back to Strom, the center fielder, backing him up. Glendinning around first on his way to second, and he stops there with his 21st double of the year. Brings John Rabe to the plate. That one didn't quite leave the ballpark, but hit off the wall. John Rave in from the left side against Bradford. Rave a strikeout in the second. 4-0. Rough Riders lead it. Bottom half of the fourth. 2 outs, runner at second. The pitch. Fastball on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Rave a big day yesterday, going 3-for-4, a couple RBIs. He walked in an 8-4 win for the Naturals last night. Bradford pitches in the 0-1. That one's in the air out to right center field. Strom a long run, still going into the alley. Can't get it. It's down. Goes all the way to the wall. Glendinning around 30 comes in to score, and the Naturals are on the scoreboard. 4-1, Rough Riders lead. As the Naturals, with back-to-back doubles in this fourth inning, get on the scoreboard for the first time tonight. Sully Matias makes his way to the plate. Cody Bradford, a quick conference with Garcia, his catcher. Garcia catching Cody Bradford the 11th time this year. Rough Riders are 6-4 in games in which this is the battery. Overall, in Bradford starts, Frisco has been very good, 16-9, giving him an average of 5.4 runs per game. Bradford's first pitch. Matias swings, hits it high in the air to right field. This one chasing Zavala back. He's at the warning track, and he makes the catch, and the side comes to a close. So a lot of deep fly balls in that inning, and it produces one run on two hits, no errors, and a runner left stranded. We go into the top of the fifth inning. Our score, it's the Rough Riders 4, the Naturals 1. on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
Hey, Riders fans. Looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jonathan Ornelas leads things off for the Rough Riders as we mosey our way to the top of the fifth inning. Frisco leading 4-1 over Northwest Arkansas. Here's the wind back in the first pitch. He takes inside with a breaking ball, and it's 1-0. So we go to the top of the order. In his fifth inning, it's Ornelas, Acuna, and Zavala for the Rough Riders against Sycamore. He deals in. Breaking ball settles on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. Sycamore, since that second inning ended, has been a completely different pitcher. The left-hander winds in the 1-1 toss. Low and outside and misses, and it's 2-1. Nine men came to the plate for the Rough Riders in that second inning. Over the last two innings, just six men have come up. Let's face the minimum. 2-1 toss. Ornelas lines it hard into right field, and that one drops in for a base hit. Ornelas with his second hit of the day, going the opposite way into right, and Luis Angel Acuna makes his way to the plate. Rough Riders a 4-1 lead here in the top of the fifth inning, and that's two more hits towards history for Jonathan Ornelas. Gives him 151 hits on the season, as he continues his chase for the most hits in franchise history. The pitch. Inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. And it's well within reach. He's just going to have a pretty big offensive output in the next four games after tonight. Stretch in the 0-1. Off the outside corner, it misses. And it's one ball and one strike. The all-time record for most hits in a single season in Rough Riders franchise history back in 2005, Joaquin Arias at 157. Here's the stretch in the pitch. Ground ball foul at the plate. And it's 1-2. Acuna fouled it off his own foot. So over the next four games, and he's going to have at least one more plate appearance tonight, Acuna is going to have six hits to tie the record and seven to break it. It's within reach, not necessarily an easy task, but nonetheless, whether he gets it or not, he's had an incredible year. Two more hits tonight, giving him 151 in the season. Quick throw over, and it gets away from the first baseman, Glendinning, and kicks off the sidewall, but right back to him. So Ornelas dove back into first, and he takes his helmet off. He may have jammed his finger diving back in. Oh. And so he is walking up and down on the first base side, has the helmet off. He has the of glove on his left hand, but he dove back in with his right hand, and that is unprotected. You wear that of glove because you don't want to jam your fingers, and he dove in with the wrong hand there. Now, it looks like he's okay. I know. That hurts. No fun at all. He's going to be okay. One ball and two strikes on Acuna. Here's the stretch from Sycamore and the offering in. Swing and a miss. Went upstairs off the outside corner for strike three. His fifth strikeout. Sits down Acuna. There's one away in the fifth. 4-1 Rough Riders. Here's Aaron Zavala. Oh, for 2 days for Zavala, and a very tough task against a really good left-hander against lefties. The pitch. Breaking ball outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Sycamore allowing lefties to just hit 0-43 against him with a 310 OPS in his seven starts so far in AA. 1-0. Outside corner with a breaking ball for a strike. Count goes to 1-1. Ornelas takes his lead off of first. And Sycamore looks over that way. A left-hander kicks and delivers. Ground ball foul. Back behind home off to the left side. It's 1-2. Up the middle in double play depth defensively for Northwest Arkansas. It's Guzman and Castellano at short and second respectively. Playing just a little bit in with one out here in the fifth. Both Ornelas and Zavala run well. Sycamore from the stretch in the 1-2. High and outside, misses. Two balls and two strikes. If you're just joining us, Rough Riders all four runs in the second inning on the offensive side. David Garcia reached on an error to center to knock in the game's first run, as there's a ground ball out to second, picked by Castellano on to second for one, and throw to first is in time for a double play. 4-6-3, and the Naturals turn the twin killing to get out of the order here in the fifth. No runs for the Rough Riders on a hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It's 4-1. Rough Riders out in front of the Naturals on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Bradford and the Rough Riders have a 4-1 lead. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning, and Jake Means leads it off. The first pitch is fouled back 0-1. Bottom third of the order, Jake Means, Tyler Cropley, and Angelo Castellano due up for Northwest Arkansas. Naturals got their first run of the game in that fourth. Bradford winds in the 0-1 pitch. There's a line drive to shallow left field. It drops in front of Josh Stowers. Made off single for Jake Means. A looping liner over the top of the shortstop, Luis Angel Acuna. Tyler Cropley stands in. Four runs on six hits. And no errors for the Rough Riders. One run on four hits and one error for the Naturals. Stretch from Bradford, looks over at first. And he delivers in. Fouled straight back. 0-1. Bradford got into a little bit of trouble in that fourth inning, allowing a lot of fly balls. Five balls put in play against him, all in the air, all at least to the warning track. And he gives up the leadoff single here in the fifth. Northwest Arkansas making their adjustments second time through the order. Bradford fires. Misses high of the zone with a fastball, and it's one ball and one strike. And that's something Cody Bradford talked about at the beginning of the year. When he really had his struggles towards the beginning of the season, it was all about making adjustments for the left-hander. He sets, and he flicks in the 1-1. Way off the outside corner, two balls and one strike. In his first seven starts of the year, he had a 9.62 ERA. And he talked about how when he came up from the high A level last year in August, he had so much success right in the beginning of his time, including against this Northwest Arkansas team. 2-1. Hit high in the air, a towering fly ball to left center field, but Stowers gives way to Strom, the center fielder, in the left center field, makes the catch. There's the first out. Angelo Castellano makes his way to the plate. Cody Bradford said, I thought I could just come in and do the exact same thing that I did when I came in last year. And it would work. Unfortunately, it hasn't been that easy, and he's had to make the adjustments after that tough start. Pitch to Castellano. Outside corner for a called strike. And it's 0-1. And it's not as if Cody Bradford is any unicorn by any means. I mean, this is a thing that a lot of guys have to deal with and making those adjustments. The 0-1. High pop-up back behind home and foul. And it's 0-2. This entire game is a game of adjustments, whether that be in a single at-bat, in a single game, a season, or from one season to the next. And that's what Bradford has had to learn over the course of this year. He's done a great job of it over his last 18 starts, a 3.69 ERA. Bradford ready from the stretch. Pull side shift behind him defensively. And a throw goes over to first. Means is back in easily. He has 10 steals this year and 11 attempts. Double play depth behind him with Sejasi, the second baseman, playing almost behind the second base bag in the shift. 0-2. Fouled back. Still no balls, two strikes on Castellano. Flew out to right field, his first time up in the third. 4-1 our score. Rough Riders lead the Naturals. Bottom half of the fifth inning. Bradford sets and the 0-2. High pop-up in the infield. So JC started back, now comes sprinting in. He's under it, makes the one-handed catch. 2 down, we go up to the top of the order for Diego Hernandez, third time through for Northwest Arkansas. Rough Riders leading by 3, 4-1 in the bottom of the fifth. 2 outs, runner at first. Hernandez 0-2, a pair of groundouts, 1 to short, 1 to second. Bradford from the stretch, and the offering in. Low off the outside corner, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. They shift the left-handed batter to the opposite field with Strom angling into left center. The pitch down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 1-1. Our Friders have been pretty true to everyone who's a left-handed hitter or a right-handed hitter. They play them to pull throughout this year. Bradford sets in the 1-1. In the air, foul left side. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes on Hernandez. Rough Riders leading by those 3 runs. Only 2 half innings have captured all the scoring in this ballgame. Top of the second, all 4 runs for the Rough Riders, and the Naturals their 1 run in the bottom of the fourth. Bradford from the stretch, lefty-lefty. 1-2. Just a hair off the outside corner, did not miss by much, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Got to be careful with Tyler Gentry on deck. He had a double back in the first inning. Love to get Hernandez right here and pack it in for the fifth inning. 2-2. Strike three called. Got him down the heart of the plate. Knee level with a fastball. And Cody Bradford picks up another strikeout, his third, and gets through five innings. 4-1, Rough Riders lead it. Top six coming up after the break on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Lil' Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders lead 4-1 as we go to the top of the sixth inning. Kellen Strom starts things off for the Rough Riders in the first pitch. On the inside corner for a called strike, 0-1. New pitcher out on the hill for Northwest Arkansas. C.J. Eldred takes over. Right-hander's pitch. Inside, it's one ball and one strike. So T.J. Sikkema is done after his five innings of work in his start. And really good job by Sikkema to work through a lot of early trouble. Eldred from the stretch. And the offering in. Low and outside, it misses. Two balls and one strike on Strom. And the Naturals go from TJ to CJ. TJ Sikkema, CJ Eldridge. And the pitch. Ground ball up the middle. The second baseman backhands. Castellanos sets his feet and fires on to first to get Strom. Evan Carter makes his way to the plate. One out here in the sixth inning, 4-1, Rough Riders out in front. C.J. Eldred, the right-hander, 27 years old. He's making his sixth appearance here with Northwest Arkansas. 3-1-2 ERA so far. First pitch. Catches the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Eldred has missed most of the year. Only made 16 outings last year as well. 0-1 pitch. Off the outside corner, it misses. And the count goes to one ball and one strike on Carter, the right fielder, who's 0-2 today. Eldred ready from the stretch. And the 1-1. Ground ball up the middle. The shortstop, Guzman, to his left. Picks behind the bag and throws on the first in time to get Carter. Two outs, and Thomas Segassi makes his way, or Segassi, I should say, makes his way to the plate. Eldred missed the beginning of the season after having surgery on his right foot in March. Missed a majority of the year, but he's back to finish off the season. Trying to finish the season strong. Segassi in from the right side, and the first pitch. There's a drive into left center field. Rave on the run. He can't get there. It's down. Plugs the gap to the warning track. So JC around first stops at second base with his second double today. Thomas JC, two baggers in his AA debut. And David Garcia makes his way to the plate. A chance to drive in some insurance for the Rough Riders in the sixth inning. Garcia reached on an error that drove in the game's first run back in the second. Flips around, bats from the left side now as a switch hitter. And Eldred, the first pitch. Breaking ball tapped to the ground. Foul right side, 0-1. Just to button up the point on TJ Sycamore, the starter for Northwest Arkansas. His final line, he goes five innings, allowing four runs, all unearned on six hits, four strikeouts, and no walks. And it's a good point because Garcia is at the plate now, and he's the lone error. The pitch, high and outside, 1-1. That allowed those runs to be unearned on the drop fly ball by John Ray, the center fielder. So it ends up being what is, I guess, a good start for Sycamore with all those unearned runs. 1-1 pitch. Ground ball up the middle. The second baseman, Castellano, dives. It's out of his reach into center. So JC around third. He comes in to score, and it's an RBI single for David Garcia. 5-1, Rough Riders extend their lead in the sixth. Garcia with his first RBI of the night. Rough Riders back up to a four-run advantage. Josh Stowers makes his way to the plate now. All started with Thomas Sejasi. I mean, you come in your AA debut after sitting last night. He was here with the club in yesterday's game, but did not play. First pitch to Stowe. Outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. And in his first start, he doubles twice. 24 doubles for him on the season. What an incredible year for the 20-year-old. 0-1 toss. Way outside of the dirt. Great backhanded pick. Tyler Cropley able to keep it in front. And the catcher keeps Garcia at first. 1-1. So from two guys back-to-back in the order, and Evan Carter and Travis Sejasi, who are just 20. David Garcia, the 22-year-old catcher. Josh Stowers, 25-year-old outfielder in his second season here in Frisco. 2-2 pitch. He swings and misses. High fastball, and it's 1-2. Fastball at 90 miles an hour from Eldred. Stowers, an RBI single in the second. He was hit by a pitch in the fourth, and he's having a really nice end to his 2022 campaign. The pitch. Breaking ball. Hit on a line on one hop to short. Picked on a backhand by Guzman. He throws on to second the short way for the final out of the sixth. One run across, though, on two hits. No errors and one runner left on base. The Rough Riders pick up another run. Extend their lead to 5-1 as we go to the home half of the sixth on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark, and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Where's the love?
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Rough Riders and Naturals, game two of the six-game series, and Frisco leading 5-1. Cody Bradford faces Tyler Gentry in the second spot of the order. First pitch, way high on a fastball, and it's one ball and no strikes. It's Gentry, Guzman, and Glendinning, 2, 3, and 4 in the order for Northwest Arkansas against Bradford. Peels back in the 1-0. Swing and a miss, and another high fastball. He got him to cut through it this time, and it's 1-1. Bradford has pitched very well through his five innings. He peels back in the 1-1. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Another fastball down low and inside. He hasn't gotten a lot of swing and miss tonight. More pitching to contact. 1-2. Ground ball to the left side of the infield. Acuna backhands from short. A long throw across is high, and it goes off the facing of the dugout for Northwest Arkansas on the first base side. And Tyler Gentry reaches on a base hit. Infield single. Tough play for Acuna. Backhanded stop deep in the hole. Set his feet, unleashed a strong throw across, but it pulled Chavez off the bag.
Seven,
here's Jason Guzman. Guzman, the shortstop, who was with Amarillo earlier this year for about a week, a little bit over that, and then released and picked up by Northwest Arkansas, longtime Kansas City Royals farmhand before that. The pitch. High off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Guzman coming in for Alexander after he was hurt in the first inning. And in his one trip up to the plate, Guzman a fly out to center field in the fourth. Bradford's pitch. Low of the zone, and the count goes to 2-0. 5-1 our score. Rough Riders out in front, home half of the sixth inning. Rough Riders, after falling 8-4 in the opener last night, looking for a bit of revenge tonight. And they're in a good spot. 2-0 toss. Fouled straight back over the netting and off the facing of the press box to our right. 2-1. For the Rough Riders tonight, 5 runs on 8 hits and no errors. Naturals with 1 run on 5 hits and 1 error. Guzman in open stance. And the throw goes over to first. Gentry just able to get his way back in. Still 2-1. Here's the stretch from Bradford. And the pitch home. A ground ball to short. Backhanded stop. Acuna turns, throws to second for one. On to first. Dropped by Chavez. Oh, Chavez just closed his glove too early. You don't see that very often. Usually a slick fielder. And it just went right off the tip of his glove. Instead, it's a fielder's choice that goes 6-4, and a really nice play by Acuna as he had to go to his right in the hole, picked on a backhand with his body facing completely the opposite direction. He was able to turn while simultaneously throwing sidearm onto second just in time there, and then a good turn by Sajacy onto first. It was not in time. So one out here in the sixth inning, runner at first for Robbie Glendinning. First pitch. High, one ball, no strikes. Closed off stance from the right side for Robbie Glendinning, who doubled it in the fourth. 5-1, Frisco leads. Bottom half of the sixth. Bradford's pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Good breaking ball off the outside corner from Bradford. Five-pitch mix from the right-hander. Four-seam and two-seam fastballs. Curveball, slider, change. He stretches in the 1-1. Glendinning spoils it. Foul right side. 1-2. Second baseman at the beginning of the ballgame. Glendinning has shifted over to first following Alexander's exit from today's contest. Doing a little bit of everything defensively. The pitch. Strike three called. Got him inside corner. Right at the belt. Bradford with his fourth strikeout. Two outs in the sixth inning. And John Rave makes his way to the plate. 5-1 Rough Riders out in front, bottom half of the sixth inning. Rave, RBI double back in the fourth, producing the lone run for the Naturals. Bradford, the pitch. Off the outside corner, 1-1, no strikes. Pull side shift on the infield for the Rough Riders, swung around to the right side from our perspective for the left-handed batting Rave. Bradford looks towards first. Kicks in the pitch. Just low. 2-1, no strikes. Fastball missing from Bradford. Sully Matias is on deck with his incredible home run power. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Went breaking ball over the zone. Two balls and one strike. Very little wind to speak of here on this beautiful night. As the pitch comes home, it's high. A check swing. And he went around. Oh, no, he didn't. 3-1. Bradford behind in the count. Gorgeous night. Really been wonderful weather so far here in Springdale. 71 degrees currently. Bradford fires over to first. He chases Gentry back in. Gentry is playing in his 70th game here in the AA level tonight. He has 8 steals. 3-1. Down the heart of the plate for a strike. 3-2. Fastball from Cody Bradford at 89. That's where he'll usually sit. 89 to 92 miles an hour with the heater. He looks in for his sign. He's got it from Garcia. Here's the stretch by the left-hander and the payoff pitch on the way. Runner takes off. It's inside for ball four, and there's the first walk of the game for either team tonight. The Rough Riders walked 9 batters last night. And that's their first walk in today's ballgame. So two aboard with two outs here in the sixth, and Sully Matias makes his way in. And the Rough Riders will get some guys starting to mill about in their bullpen down the left field line. Five to one, Rough Riders lead, bottom half of the sixth inning. Sully Matias, a pair of flyouts to right field in his first two trips. And this is a guy you do not want to mess around with. He has serious home run power. And he can make this a one-run game in the blink of an eye. Two aboard, two out. Bradford ready from the stretch. And the left-hander's pitch. Swing and a miss. A massive hack on a breaking ball down low and inside. 0-1. Rough Riders a four-run advantage. Nobody up and throwing quite yet in the Rough Riders bullpen. Bradford stretches. And the 0-1 pitch. Ground ball, third base side and foul. Bradford ahead 0-2. A game that is of the utmost importance for the Rough Riders in their playoff hopes. Not necessarily a must win. We're not at that juncture yet, but this is the fifth to last game of the year. Rough Riders' magic number at 3. And the team trailing the Midland was rained out tonight. 0-2. Matias pops it in the air, right side. Chavez going back, and the first baseman under it. He makes the catch in shallow right field, And the side comes to a close in the sixth. No runs on a hit, no errors, and two left on base. Cody Bradford through six innings, allowing just one run, and we go to the top of the seventh. Rough Riders leading 5-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three, call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the seventh inning, Rough Riders leading 5-1. Freiner Chavez leads it off in the seventh. CJ Eldred back out there for another inning of work. And the first pitch. Down low and inside, one ball and no strikes. Freiner Chavez, Jonathan Ornelas, Luis Angel Acuna, 9-1-2 for the Rough Riders in the top of the seventh inning. Right-hander ready from the stretch, and Eldred delivers. Check swing, and he went around on a pitch inside. It's one ball and one strike. 5-1, Rough Riders out in front. Frisco scoring four runs in the second. And an RBI single from David Garcia in the sixth inning to increase the lead. Time called as the ball gets away from some youngins out in the berm in right center field. John Rave able to take care of it from center. 1-1 on Chavez. Here's the stretch and the offering. Ground ball to the right side and through for a base hit. And scoots into right field along the ground, and Ranger Chavez has his second hit today. He leads things off with a single in the seventh, and that brings Jonathan Ornelas to the plate. Ornelas, a two-hit day, another two-hit day for the AA leader in hits. 151 hits this season for Ornelas. First pitch his way. Slips just inside. One ball, no strikes. Ornelas has his 47th multi-hit day of the season tonight. He has played incredible baseball all season long. Here's the stretch and the 1-0 pitch on the way. Ornelas takes one on the outside corner for a strike. We're even at 1-1. Had a lot of fun chatting with Eric Dorton, the Rough Riders hitting coach, before today's ball game, and talking about a few different players, mostly about Blaine Krim, who was promoted yesterday up to AAA. Very, very deserving. 1-1 off the outside corner and low, 2-1. And as any coach would say, amazing for him, so happy for him, but it hurts us. Of course, you lose a huge bat in the middle of your order, but so happy for Krim. Getting to go out to AAA. Here's the stretch. And the 2-1. Outside corner, a strike, 2-2. AAA's season will last another couple weeks after this one before their playoffs start. Low A and high A playoffs are underway, and then we'll have our playoffs that start next week here at the AA level. 2-2 pitch on the way to Ornelas. Takes off the outside corner with a breaking ball, and it's 3-2. But he talked about Ornelas a lot, Eric Dorton did, saying there's a lot of guys in this team that have deserved promotions. Ornelas has played amazingly all summer, and he really has. He has the chance with a good finish to be the best, or I should say the first player in franchise history since 2014 to hit 300 in a full season. 3-2. He lines it into right center field. That one gets down for a base hit. Chavez up to second as Matias bobbles it just slightly. He hits for third, and the throw from Matias is in time. Oh, there's that 80 grade arm from Sully Matias in right field. He guns out Chavez trying to go to third. And Ornelas up to second on the throw. So it's a three-hit day for Ornelas. Chavez is out number one. It was bobbled by Matias in right field, and Chavez stopped at second base and then made the play to go to third after he saw him bobble it. Matias came up firing and just unleashed a laser beam strike to third base for the out. Here's Luis Angel Acuna with one out. Runner at second base. Rough Riders leading 5-1. And the pitch. High and inside. Backs him off the plate. And it's 1-0. Ornelas, after that hit, with three hits today, is hitting exactly 300. And he is now just 5 hits away from the single-season franchise record of 157 hits in a season by Joaquin Arias back in 2005. Right-hander ready from the stretch. 1-0 pitch to Acuna. High and inside, 2-0. 3 hits for Ornelas. Mentioned that was his 47th multi-hit game. It's his 16th game this season in which he's had 3 hits or more. 14 games with exactly 3 hits, 2 with exactly 4. Those both lead the team. Throw goes back to second, and Ornelas slides back in head first safely. Rough Riders already leading by 4. They'd love a couple extra, though. Never know what can happen. Stretch by the right-hander, and the 2-0. Swing and a miss. Big rip by Acuna. Ball slipped out of the glove of Cropley off to his right, but just a couple feet. He's able to track it down. Action out of the bullpen for Northwest Arkansas. It's a right-hander getting loose. Here's the stretch. And the pitch is high off the outside corner. 3-1. Ornelas takes his lead from second. Here's the 3-1. High for 4. Ornelas stays at second as Acuna walks. And here's Aaron Zavala. I'm sure Aaron Zavala is very happy he doesn't have to face T.J. Sikamon. Went 0-3 with a strikeout and a ground ball into a double play as part of that 0-3. Runners at second and first. Great scoring opportunity for the Rough Riders. And the first pitch, swing and a miss, and the ball in the dirt. 0-1 on Zavala. Zavala, the number 11 prospect in the Rangers organization, the DH tonight. 0-7 in the series. His first hit would produce a run. Offering home. Breaking ball for a strike on the outside corner. 0-2. Action out of the bullpen is Jonah DePoto for Northwest Arkansas, who has been very good this year. Stretch in the 0-2. Slashed foul into the netting left side. Still 0-2. and a balk. So no pitch. Eldred called for a balk, and both runners move up. Infield comes in, runners at second and third, and just one out. 5-1 Rough Riders. 0-2 pitch to Zavala. He swings, hits it in the air to left center field, hanging up for Hernandez, who comes in, makes the catch. Ornelas tags, and he bluffs coming home. He heads back to third. Two outs. Boy, he went about halfway to home and then stopped and maneuvered his way back in. And very lucky that ball went all the way through to home and wasn't cut. If it was, he might have been nailed at third base. So a fly out to left field. Runners still at second and third, and two outs for Kellen Strom. And here comes Chris Widger, the manager, out of the dugout. And he's going to make the move to get DePoto. So Widger will take out C.J. Eldred. And Jonah DePoto will come out of the bullpen down the right field line for Northwest Arkansas. Pitching change with two outs for the Naturals. Rough Riders lead 5-1, two aboard, two out. We'll return to the seventh inning after this pitching change break on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, Riders fans. Looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Kellen Strom stands in. Runners at second and third. Top of the seventh inning, two outs, and Jonah DePoto on the pitch. First pitch. Low off the outside corner, one ball and no strikes. Jonah DePoto, the right-handed thrower, the son of president of baseball operations for the Seattle Mariners, Jerry DePoto. He's a former big league pitcher himself. Here's the stretch and the 1-0 toss. Way outside with a slider, 2-0. Jonah DePoto, 26 years old. Former 35th round selection out of UC San Diego, making his 41st appearance. He's 3-0 with a 3.58 ERA this year. He throws across his body from a right-handed kind of three-quarters toss. The pitch off the outside corner, and it's three balls and no strikes. 78 strikeouts and 60 in a third innings. Opponents hitting 208 against him. Stretch by the right-hander. And the 3-0 pitch. High and outside, ball four. So Kellen Strom works a walk, and that brings Evan Carter to the plate with the bases loaded and two outs. Rough Riders leading 5-1 and a chance to blow this game wide open.
Now that's number eight, Evan Carter.
Carter looking for that first hit still at the AA level. He's 0 for 5. Here's the stretch from DePoto, and the first pitch. Carter takes down low and inside. One ball, no strikes. Carter with red batting gloves and a red shin guard. Different shade of red than the Rough Rider red jersey and helmet. Stretch by the right-hander, closed off in the 1-0 pitch. Hard ground ball up the middle. That's into center, base hit. Ornelas in to score from third. Acuna flying around third. He comes in to score as well. The throw goes to third, and Strom is safe there. It's a two-run single for Carter. He goes to second on the throw, and the Rough Riders lead 7-1. First career double-A hit. Knocks in two for Evan Carter. 7-1 Frisco. Runners at second and third. Still two outs. And here's Thomas Ajayi. Here's the stretch, and DePoto delivers. Breaking ball outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Both of those runs charged to Eldred, who has allowed three, and his line is now closed. 7-1 Rough Riders. Evan Carter coming through. The pitch. Hit high in the air. A towering fly ball to deep left field. Hernandez back to the warning track. He's at the wall. Jumps up. And it is off the base of the wall. Strom in to score. Carter right behind him. Sajacy slides into third with a two-run triple. 9-1 Rough Riders. Hernandez was going back to the wall and then looked back and lost sight of the baseball. It hit off the base of the wall to his left. Two runs come in to score on the third extra base hit of the day for Sajacy. What a double-A debut. He's doubled twice and tripled. David Garcia climbs to the plate. First pitch is hit high in the air to left field. Hernandez back again to the warning track. He's there to make the catch. And that ends the inning, but what a fruitful inning for the Rough Riders. Frisco scoring four times. It comes on four hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Rough Riders have blown this game wide open, and they now lead it 9-1. Seventh inning stretch. We'll head to the bottom of the seventh after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Bradford deals in the first pitch outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. As Jake Means leads things off in the bottom of the seventh, the pitch, a swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. Rough Riders with four more runs across in the top of the seventh inning. They lead it 9-1. One back once again in the pinch. Swing and a foul. Back into Garcia's glove, and it's 1-2 with Cody Bradford pitching into the seventh inning. And this one tonight. What a job by the young ones. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Strike three on a fastball upstairs. Fifth strikeout for Cody Bradford. One out in the seventh. And here's Tyler Cropley. Evan Carter and Thomas Segesi. Segesi, beg your pardon. Come through. The pitch is fouled away right side by Cropley, and it's 0-1. Bradford has been brilliant tonight. Only allowed five hits and one run. He wheels in the 0-1 pitch. High off the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Just continues his incredible year. Looks over the top of his glove, and the 1-1 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, 1-2. Frisco leading 9-1. Left-hander with the 1-2. High off the outside corner, 2-2. Joe Corbett is loosening in the Rough Riders bullpen just in case. Two-two, swing and a miss. He got him. Back-to-back strikeouts give him six on the night. Two outs in the seventh inning, and here's Angelo Castellano. Oh, and Cody Bradford's not going to face him. Jared Gettert out of the Rough Riders dugout, and he's going to go get his left-hander. What a performance tonight by Cody Bradford. He goes 6 2/3 innings. And only allows one run. Brilliant stuff by Cody. You'll love to see it. Joe Corbin out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders. And we'll introduce you to him when we come back. 9-1, Rough Riders lead it. Bottom seven on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field. Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run. Let's ride.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Still in the bottom half of the seventh inning, Rough Riders leading 9-1, and Joe Corbett takes over on the mound for Frisco. Cody Bradford, what a performance tonight. 6 2/3 innings, he exits with a 9-1 lead. And here's the first pitch from Corbett. It's down low, one ball, and no strike. So Cody Bradford will most likely win his 10th game of the year if the Rough Riders can hang on to this 8-run lead. Here's the look in by the right-hander. He's ready from the stretch in the 1-0 pitch. Slider misses inside, 2-0. Final line for Bradford, 6 2/3 innings. He allows one run on five hits, strikes out six, and walks one. Here's the stretch and the 2-0. In the air right side and foul. 2-1. Joe Corbett taking over for him. Corbett has been with the Rough Riders for a majority of the second half. 25-year-old out of West Texas A&M. Making his 24th appearance for Frisco. The pitch is drilled in the air, foul left side. Count goes to 2-2. 3-1, a 4.55 ERA. 27 2/3 innings, 28 strikeouts to 12 walks. Corbin, a former 10th round pick by the Rangers in 2019. He delivers home the 2-2. In the air, foul right side off of Castellanos' bat. It's still 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rough Riders have played just about as well as you can imagine in this game tonight. With the 9 runs. And Cody Bradford with his brilliance. Corbett's pitch. In the air to right center field. Aaron Zavala coming in from right. He's under it. And he puts it away. Side comes to a close as Joe Corbett gets the only man that he faces. And it's a 1-2-3 inning between him and Bradford in the 7th. Top 8 coming up. Rough Riders a 9-1 lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders general manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Corbett Tech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Corbett Tech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Josh Stowers leads things off. First pitch off the outside corner and misses, 1 ball and no strikes. We go to work in the top of the 8th inning. Rough Riders a 9-1 advantage. Stowers 1-for-2 today with an RBI single and a hit by pitch. The pitch. On the upper edge, outside corner for a called strike, and it's 1-1. Rough Riders 9 runs across today. That is their average exactly over their last 13 games per game coming into this one. 1-1. Breaking ball, bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's 1-2. And so we will see if the Rough Riders add on to that over these next 2 offensive frames or if they stay right there. Nonetheless, it's been an incredibly fruitful offensive stretch for Frisco. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball high and tight, and it's 2-2. It's been all up and down the order. And though the Rough Riders lost Blaine Krim, one of the big parts of their offense, rolling right along here in the first couple games of this series. 2-2. Low and away and misses, 3-2. 9-1 on the back of Cody Bradford as well with his 6 2/3 innings, allowing just 1 run on 6 strikeouts. Payoff pitch on the way to Stowers. Swing and a miss, got him off the outside corner. There's out number 1 here in the 8th inning as DePoto picks up his first strikeout. Franier Chavez stands in. Chavez, 2-for-3 today. RBI double in the second. And a single in the seventh. DePoto delivers in. He finds the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Well, if you're just joining us, Midland, who is the team chasing the Rough Riders in the playoff hunt, they did not play tonight. So if the Rough Riders win, their magic number would still be 2. It would be down to 2. The pitch. Down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. That means they would have a chance to clinch tomorrow if the Rough Riders won and Midland lost. Right-hander ready from the stretch in the 0-1. Low off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. The Rough Riders are the only team, or I should say the South is the only division that has not found a playoff spot so far in the Texas League. The other three are in. 1-1. Hit foul back to the netting near the on-deck circle, making Ornelas duck out of the way of it. He points out into fair territories and hit it back that way. Don't hit it at me. 1-2 on Chavez. Rough Riders, if they clinch, make the postseason for the first time since 2014. 1-2. Fouled back into the glove of the catcher Cropley for strike 3. A second out, second strikeout for Jonah DePoto here in the eighth inning. Rough Riders leading 9-1. Back up to the top of the order for Jonathan Ornelas, who has 3 singles tonight. 3-for-4. He's got the average up to exactly 300 heading into this plate appearance. Top of the eighth inning. 2 outs, bases clear. DePoto's pitch. Just low of the zone, and it's 1-0. The other 3 playoff teams, Wichita has clinched here in the second half. They'll take on Tulsa. They won the first half, the 1-0. Breaking ball inside corner, a strike. We're even at 1-1. And San Antonio is awaiting who will be their opponent out of the South. Will it be the Rough Riders? Will it be Midland? Will it be Amarillo, who still has a chance? 1-1 toss. Ground ball chopped down the third baseline and right to Jared Gettert, the Riders' manager and third base coach. He picks it up and underhands it back into the dugout. 1-2 on Ornelas. Poto has already struck out the first 2 he's seen in this eighth inning. Stretch from DePoto. And the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Got him off the outside corner with a slider. Ornelas down swinging, and it's a strikeout the side inning for Jonah DePoto. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom 8 coming up. Rough Riders, a 9-1 advantage on the Riders Baseball Network.
This week!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get 4 tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your 4 seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Diego Hernandez starts things off in the home half of the eighth inning for Northwest Arkansas. Rough Riders a 9-1 lead as we play in the second game of this six-game series. Here's the stretch and the first pitch. Swinging a foul back into Garcia's glove for strike one, 0-1. Pulse side shift on the infield for the left-handed batter in this beautiful ballpark in Springdale. Arvest ballpark, I should say. Here's the look in by Corbett. He's ready from the stretch, and the right-hander delivers home. Inside, and it's one ball and one strike. If you tuned in earlier and were thinking now that it sounded a little bit fuller back in the beginning of the ballgame, you weren't wrong. Very interesting night here in Springdale. Here's the stretch and the 1-1. Line foul left side, 1-2. The Springdale School District actually rented out the entire ballpark tonight. So they had around 5,000 people here at the ballpark. But it's a school night, so a lot of them left around the sixth inning. 1-2. Hit foul left side. It's still one ball, two strikes. So I would venture to guess there's not more than a few hundred people left in this ballpark right now, if that. It is all of a sudden gone very empty. Corbin ready from the stretch in the 1-2. Down low and inside. Two balls, two strikes. They were alive and loud and lively early on in this game, though, and you give them credit. But they all had to go home early. Corbin ready from the stretch in the 2-2. Fouled back into Garcia's glove for strike three. He hangs on. And there's the first strikeout for Joe Corbin. One away here in the eighth. Rough Riders and 9-1 lead in the bottom half of the eighth inning, and Tyler Gentry stands in. Joe Corbett trying to finish things off here in the eighth inning, and Josh Smith has started to loosen in the Rough Riders bullpen, so we may see him in the ninth. The pitch down low and inside to Gentry, and it's one ball and no strikes. The designated hitter, Gentry, 2-for-3 tonight. Double and a single. Corbett looks in for his sign. He's got it. Ready from the stretch and the 1-0 pitch. There's a high fly ball to center field. Kellen Strom back on it a couple steps. He's under. And he makes the catch. 2 down here in the eighth inning. Jason Guzman to the plate.
Number 7, Jason Guzman.
In from the left side is a switch hitter. Added right-handed against Cody Bradford. His first two trips to the plate after coming in for C.J. Alexander. The pitch. High off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. Alexander left with an apparent injury after the first inning. Corbin ready from the stretch. And the 1-0 toss. Check swings. Strike in the outside corner. 1-1. Corbett was really happy to pitch in Amarillo. Rough Riders' most recent road trip 2 weeks ago. Called it his second home as he went to West Texas A&M. The pitch. High off the outside corner. Two balls, one strike. And he had a lot of people he knew and a lot of friends coming to the ball games. Rough Riders ended up winning 4 of those 6 in Amarillo. The pitch is cut on and missed. And it's 2-2. And now trying to finish off the season. As he said, he's very happy with where he is right now. He wants to continue to throw strikes down the stretch of this year. The pitch. Inside, it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. He said he was walking a lot of guys when he first came up to AA, and that's not really his game. And felt like he was getting away from what he likes to do best. Now he's getting back to that, throwing a lot of strikes. We've seen that over his last few outings. Payoff pitch. High fly ball to right field. Aaron Zavala back near the warning track. He settles up shy of it. He's under it, waiting for it to come out of the sky. He makes the catch, and the side comes to a close in the eighth inning. 1-2-3 frame for Corbett. Nice work by the right-hander. Top 9 coming up. Rough Riders a 9-1 lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
New pitcher as we go to the top of the ninth inning for the Naturals. Walter Pennington, the left-hander, takes over. He faces Luis Angel Acuña. First pitch. Ground ball out to short, cut off by the third baseman Means. He fires onto first and gets him. One pitch and one out here in the ninth inning. And Aaron Zavala climbs in. Walter Pennington taking over for Jonah DePoto, who worked a 1-2-3 strikeout the side inning in the eighth. Pennington a 5.85 ERA in his time here with AA Northwest Arkansas. 9-1 Rough Riders, top of the ninth inning. He delivers the first pitch to Zavala. It's inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. 6-3 record of 5.85 ERA, making his 32nd appearance. 60 innings, 52 strikeouts to 29 walks. The 1-0. High and inside, backs him off. Two balls and no strikes. Opponents hitting .314 against Pennington this year. Began the season in High A Quad Cities. Just three outings there before coming up here to the AA level. 2-0. Just outside. Three balls, no strikes. Rough Riders. A 9-1 advantage. Four runs in the second. One in the sixth. Four in the seventh. The toss is right down the heart of the plate, and it's 3-1. Pennington, a left-hander, looks in for his sign. He's ready from the stretch and delivers. There's a high fly ball into shallow left field. Long run in for Hernandez. Still coming, and no one gets there. It falls in for a base hit. Aaron Zavala picks up his first hit of the series by blooping one into shallow left field. He picks up the knock. And that brings Kellen Strom to the plate. He'll take him any way he can get him. He's 1-for-5 tonight now. Rough Riders are the base runner with one out here in the ninth. Walter Pennington out of Colorado School of Mines, a non-drafted free agent. First pitch, outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. I think we talked about this earlier when they visited Frisco in April, but the mascot is very unique for Colorado School of Mines. 0-1, a swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. It's a pretty small school. They're a D2 school in the Rocky Mountain Conference. Their nickname is the Ore Diggers. And they have two mascots that are also pretty fun. Here's the pitch home, a line drive at first, caught out of the air by Glendinning, and he tags the bag at first for the double play. Oh, a spectacular play by Robbie Glendinning, diving off to his left, picked it out of the air and just tapped the top of the pillow with his glove for the final out of the ninth inning. Oh, goodness. A double play ends things, and we go to the bottom half of the ninth. Rough Riders leading 9-1. Josh Smith out of the bullpen when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Hi, I'm Dennis Jenkins. Did you know that ABC Home and Commercial Services offers not only pest control services, but also lawn care and maintenance, irrigation, landscaping, plumbing, heating and air conditioning, handyman services, and pool services? ABC's been serving Texas for over 70 years. Find us on the web at goanteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hey, Riders fans. Looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the ninth inning, Rough Riders a 9-1 advantage, and Josh Smith takes over out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders. Rough Riders trying to tie this series up at a game apiece, with a win tonight and drop their magic number to 2 to clinch the playoffs. Robbie Glendinning, coming off a spectacular defensive play in the top of this inning, leads it off. And Smith ready from the stretch. First pitch is inside, 1-0, no strikes. So Josh Smith is the third pitcher used by Frisco today. It's Cody Bradford, 6 2/3 innings. Joe Corbett in inning and a third. And Josh Smith will pitch here in the ninth. 1-0 toss. Down low and inside. And a check swing. He was able to hold. 2-0 no strikes. We were talking about Colorado School of Mines, where Walter Pennington went to school. We'll just finish up that conversation quickly. Their two mascots have great names. Here's the stretch. And Smith, the 2-0. High. 3-0 no strikes. They're the Ore Diggers. And their mascots are Marvin the Miner and Blaster the Burrow, which is just fantastic. Burrow, of course, donkey in Spanish. Here's the stretch. And the 3-0. Inside corner for a strike, and it's 3-1. Gotta love mascot names. Getting a little creative out there at Colorado School of Mines. Out in Golden, Colorado. Smith ready from the stretch. And he deals. There's a ground ball foul right side. And it's 3-2. 9-1 Rough Riders lead on what has been a very complete ball game on the offensive side and pitching side. Here's the look in by the left-hander. And the pitch home. Fouled back to the screen, and the count goes to 3-2. Glendinning, a double back in the fourth inning. He's 1-for-3 today. Overall, 3-for-6 in the series. Smith ready from the stretch, and he flicks in the 3-2. High for 4. Leadoff walk here in the ninth. John Rabe makes his way to the plate. Take a look around the league at the rest of the scores. We mentioned Midland and Wichita postponed due to rain. They'll play a doubleheader on Saturday, actually. So that is very interesting from the Rough Riders' perspective because they'll be a half game ahead of what they normally would be over the next couple days. The pitch. High and inside, one ball, no strikes. Elsewhere around the league, two games final. Springfield takes down Tulsa 12-6 in Tulsa. Arkansas, a 3-2 walk-off win over Corpus Christi. The pitch, high and inside. And the count rolls to two balls, no strikes on John Rave. 9-1 Rough Riders, bottom half of the ninth inning. And Garcia will go have a chat. Arkansas walks it off on a Zach DeLoach walk-off single. Win it 3-2. And they're in the bottom half of the eighth inning in San Antonio. The Missions with a 5-4 lead over Amarillo. Garcia back behind home. Two balls, no strikes on John Rave. A walk to Robbie Glendinning as a runner at first with nobody out here in the ninth. Smith ready from the stretch, and he pitches home. Upper edge, inside corner for a strike, and it's 2-1. As for the Texas Rangers organization, only AAA still in action as the other two teams, Hickory and Downeast, have finished up their seasons. Stretch in the pitch, fouled straight back. Two balls and two strikes. El Paso hosting Round Rock here in the middle of the seventh inning. And the Chihuahuas lead 2-1. Smith looks in for his sign. He's ready from the stretch in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Slider off the outside corner for strike three. First strikeout for Smith, and there's one away. That brings Sully Matias to the plate. The two runs for El Paso unearned in that game, and former Rough Rider Zach Kent finished his night after going 5 1/3 innings, allowing two unearned runs on five hits, four strikeouts, two walks. So not necessarily a perfect outing, but a good one for Zach Kent. Stretch in the pitch, high and outside to Matias, and it's 1-0, and Kent now has a 0.51 ERA in AAA. He has just been fantastic since going up there. He really turned a corner midway through the season with Frisco. Ended with a 4.68 ERA with the Rough Riders. The pitch just slivers high, and it's two balls, no strikes to Matias. And that's now a really, really good sign if you're looking at Zach Kent over the course of his season and what he has done. Smith rocks it home. High for ball three. Three balls and no strikes. Runner at first, one out. Bottom of the ninth inning, 9-1 Rough Riders. Really just happy for Zach Kent as well. Really good guy who's trying to figure things out. Some struggles that he'd had. Looks like he's done that at the AAA level. 3-0. Rip and a miss, 3-1. Fastball right by him. On the offensive side in that game, J.P. Martinez with a couple hits. He's 2-for-3. Davis Wenzel. Elio Hernandez, Yoel Pozo. A bunch of former Rough Riders doing work. 3-1. Swing and a miss and a high fastball, and it's 3-2. Really good to see. They do trail still by a run in the bottom of the seventh. Smith from the stretch. Payoff pitch on the way. Inside to Matias, ball four. No, two walks in the ninth inning. One out. And Jake Means stands in.
Number nine, Jake Means.
9-1 Frisco, still in control of this one. And here's Jeff Andrews, who will come out of the Riders' dugout and go chat with his left-hander. Of course, no game is over, but an eight-run lead with one out in the ninth, it feels pretty close to it. I wonder if that's going to be somewhere along the lines of what Andrews is going to say to Smith. And Andrews chatting with Smith. He'll head back to the dugout. Means is 1-for-3 today with a single that came back in the fifth inning. Runners at first and second, one out here in the ninth. Means in from the right side. First pitch. Pop up into shallow right field. Long way back for Zajacy. Hat flies off. Dropped the baseball. He tries to recover and throw onto second. Matias slides in. Not in time. Base is loaded. They get base hit. Well, base hit loads the bases. Tyler Cropley going in from the right side now. At the big league level, the Rangers lead 7-6. Bottom half of the sixth inning. Smith delivers. Cropley takes high, one ball, no strikes. Rangers got a start from Dane Dunning. He allowed four runs over his 4 2/3 innings, but the offense has backed him. Mark Mathias again with another homer after he hit two the other night. The pitch is hit high in the air out to deep left field. Stowers back to the warning track. He's at the wall. He makes the catch. Glendinning tags from third. He comes in to score. Mathias tags from second, moves to third, and it's now 9-2. So a run in the ninth for Northwest Arkansas. On a deep fly out to the wall. Runners at the corners, two down. And here's Angelo Castellano. Smith trying to shut this baby down. Marcus Simeon also with a home run, a three-run shot in that game. Here's the stretch in the pitch. Runner takes off for second. No throw, obviously. One ball, no strikes as it misses inside. Defensive indifference moves Means down to second. And Jonah Heim also with a two-run home run as part of that seven-run output for Texas. The offering slips inside. And it's two balls and no strikes. Two in scoring position. Nobody warming out in the bullpen for the Rough Riders. Smith offers. Rip and a miss. Blew it right by him. 2-1. Risco trying to get out of this ball game and tie the series up at a game apiece. Smith ready from the stretch. 2-1. Ground ball, third base side, and nearly hit Matias coming down the third base line. A foul ball. Two balls and two strikes. Nine-two, Rough Riders leading. Smith trying to put a button on this one. Smith stretches, looking over at a vacant first base. 2-2. High fly ball to deep left field. Stowers back to the same spot near the warning track. He's under it, makes the catch, and that's your ball game. Rough Riders win it 9-2 to even the series, and it moves their magic number to just 2 as they are very close to a first postseason spot since 2014. Very complete victory for the Rough Riders tonight. Great pitching, great offense. They win it 9-2. We'll break it down in the postgame show when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Welcome back to Arvis Ballpark in Springdale, Arkansas. Rough Riders win it 9-2. Our final score tonight, Frisco with a big-time win to move their magic number to just 2. And they are a possible 2 wins or 2 Midland losses or 1 Rough Riders win and 1 Midland loss away from clinching the postseason. They are very, very close any way you look at it. So let's break this one down. Rough Riders with 9 runs on 13 hits and no errors. Naturals 2 runs, 6 hits, and 1 error tonight. Rough Riders began the scoring in the second inning. Thomas Sejasi in his AA debut was just fantastic. We'll talk more about him in a bit. He started off things with 2 outs in that second inning with a double into right center field before David Garcia knocked him home on a ball that was initially called an RBI double. John Rave, the center fielder, went back on an over-the-shoulder attempt. He dropped it and then hit the wall. Instead of an RBI double, it was called an error, and that's important because there were 2 outs. So Garcia plated Sejasi on that play. And then Josh Stowers, an RBI single. Franmer Chavez, an RBI double. And 2 batters later, Luis Angel Acuna with an RBI single of his own, and that made it 4-0 Frisco out in front. Because of that error, all 4 runs charged to Sikkema unearned, so he allows 4 runs all unearned over his 5 innings in his start for Northwest Arkansas. It was 4-0 until the bottom of the 4th when John Rave ripped an RBI double to make it 4-1. Northwest Arkansas found the scoreboard for the first time in the 9th. In the top of the 6th, the Rough Riders countered that run, though. David Garcia with an RBI single, and that made it 5-1. And the Rough Riders put up a bunch of runs in the 7th inning on 2 big hits from the 2 new guys. 2-run single for Evan Carter on a ground ball up the middle, his first career hit at the AA level, and then a 2-run triple from Thomas Sejasi, his 3rd extra base hit of the night, 2 doubles and a triple. Just an incredible performance in his debut with the Rough Riders. In the bottom of the 9th inning, Northwest Arkansas got a run on a sac fly by Tyler Cropley, but Angelo Castellano flied out to end the ballgame with a warning track in left field, and the Rough Riders won it 9-2. Cody Bradford with the win in the ballgame. He goes to 10-7. TJ Sikkema gets the loss. He falls to 0-5 on the year in a game that took 2 hours and 30 minutes in front of 6,246. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll go over the scores in the league and set up the pitching matchup for tomorrow's game in Game 3 of the 6-game set. Rough Riders win at 9-2. We'll be back on the Riders Baseball Network. In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome back one final time to Harvest Ballpark here in Springdale, Arkansas. Rough Riders win at 9-2. Zach Bigley with you on the postgame show. Let's take a quick look around the Texas League scoreboard. Midland and Wichita, if you're just joining us, they were rained out. They'll make it up as a doubleheader on Saturday, so that's important for the Rough Riders' playoff hopes. Frisco needing for Midland to lose at least two games if Frisco cannot win the next two. And any combination of a Midland loss or a Rough Riders win equaling two, and the Rough Riders are in the playoffs after their win tonight. Elsewhere around the league, top of the ninth inning, five runs across for Amarillo so far in San Antonio. They lead 9-5. Springfield wins 12-6 over Tulsa. And Arkansas, a walk-off win. Walk-off RBI single in the bottom half of the 10th inning to beat Corpus Christi 3-2. In terms of the Texas Rangers affiliates, everyone's done in their season except for AAA. Round Rock with a run on the board in the seventh inning, and they trail El Paso 3-1 from Southwest University Park in El Paso, Texas. And the Texas Rangers, they were leading 7-6 last time we checked over the Oakland A's. They're in the top of the seventh, and that's still the score. 7-6 Texas on top of the Oakland Athletics. Set up the pitching matchup for tomorrow's ball game. It'll be game three of this six-game series, and Seth Nordlund will get the start for the Rough Riders, 2-2 with a 3.25 ERA. He'll go against Jonathan Bullen, 1-3, a 7.41 earned run average. First pitch time at 7.05 tomorrow. We'll be on the air at 6.50 for the pregame show, and we hope you can join us for that game three of this series. Rough Riders improved to 36-28 in the second half, 72-61 overall in the season. Northwest Arkansas, 25-40 in the second half, and 56-77 overall this year with the Rough Riders win. Frisco wins at 9-2, and that's going to do it for us on the broadcast tonight. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible, for our gracious hosts here in Arvest Ballpark, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, and for everyone with the Frisco Rough Riders. My name's Zach Bigley, saying thanks for picking us up tonight. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6:50 for the pregame show for a 7:05 first pitch in Game 3 of the series. But until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.